Good morning. My two guests this morning are Paul McCandless and Christian Foley Bining, two fabulous musicians, and I'm pleased to say that they're going to be in our area on Saturday, January 27th, at the Occidental Center for the Arts in a two-hour concert. The tickets are only $18, so run, do not walk. And welcome, Paul and Christian.
Thank you. Hi. It's
nice to be here. Thanks for having us.
All right, tell me a little bit about this collaboration that you have going. How did you guys get together to play, and what kind of music are you going to be playing on the 27th?
Well, we're going to be playing mostly original music. Christian and I both enjoy writing music. And as part of our art and craft is to not only play and improvise, but to compose and making sure that the written part of the material is as interesting and as fleshed out as the improvisation. So in that sense, it varies from the jazz tradition a little bit in that we concentrate on composition. And Christian and I have that in common. It's something we have found important for ourselves. And we find it in each other's music as well.
Christian, if I can ask you, you know, your work, and I've heard it, is wonderful, but how does it feel to play with a legend like Paul?
Oh, that is amazing. I grew up in Germany, and I listened to the band Oregon on records, and I saw them at festivals and stuff. And then to be here and have Paul in our living room and rehearsing together, it's just an amazing treat. And Paul is such a good musician. I mean, I can actually learn a lot, him playing my tunes, you know, because I hear things and I'm like, that's exactly how it should sound, you know, and finally I hear it from somebody like Paul McCandless, you know. But it's so much fun to do that project together, you know, because I write tunes, Paul writes tunes, and it's a nice match, you know, and so it's really fun to do.
I like the way you described the music, and it's been true throughout your whole career, that things that are sort of through composed but leave space for improvisation.
Exactly.
And you hear that even in the through composed part and in the improvisation part, that it's all of a piece, which is different, as you say, from the traditional jazz of playing the head, improvising, going back to the theme. Oregon and the other groups that you've been involved with have always had this sense of space in them, where the music lived in the spaces as well as in the music. At least that's what I've heard.
Yeah, we try to have the improvisation and the composition almost indistinguishable. They're written in the same language, so there's no translation involved. So sometimes you listen, it's hard to tell, well, what part is improvised and what part is composed? And we get this question a lot when we play a concert, because we're standing up there with just a little piece of paper, and we've got these 10-minute symphonies going on. And the question is, well, is all of that written down on that piece of paper? The answer is not at all. But it sounds like it could be. It sounds almost like that the improvisations are composed.
Now, I know the bass and drums are also part of this, and are folks that you generally play with.
Yeah, we have Tom Hayashi on drums, and I played with Tom for years and years, but also Paul had a band in the 80s or so. And Tom is an amazing musician, you know, he really listens. And we have Tom Shader on bass, and I play a lot with Tom. And so we got this band actually together, it was about 2 years ago. We played at the Occidental Center for the Arts, and we played last Saturday in Healdsburg at the hotel, which was great, and it was packed. But at the Occidental Center for the Arts, it's a concert, sit down, you know.
Okay, so this is great. I've been having the privilege of talking with Paul McCandless and Christian Foley Bining. They're going to be playing on January 27th at Occidental Center for the Arts. The ticket prices are so low that you can't not go. It's only $18 in advance, also $18 at the door. And if you want more information, you can go to OccidentalCenterForTheArts.org. I'm Steve Mencher, in for Roland Giacopetti on KRCB's Sonoma Spotlight. Thank you both for coming today.
Thank you,
Steve. For having us.
And have a great day.
Thank you.